The Emissions Reduction Fund is a voluntary scheme introduced in 2014 that offers incentives to businesses and individuals who adopt new strategies to reduce their carbon emissions. Since its introduction, the scheme has reduced emissions by 192 million tonnes at a cost to the taxpayer of almost $2.3 billion. The fund is running out, and Ian McKenzie from the University of Queensland argues it shouldn't be refilled.
There was a big fanfare about this being a cost-effective way to reduce emissions, and we'd reached the target. But all evidence shows the emissions that we've reduced already are not anywhere near what we need for the 2030 targets. It's really quite pessimistic in terms of where we stand from maybe 3 years ago.
So what are the flaws in the fund at the moment?
Well, there's a number of inherent flaws with the mechanism. Firstly, what the regulators and the government always suggest is that it's low-cost pollution abatement that you get, like pollution reduction. Now, that's true, but the biggest problem here is what we call additionality, in that when firms offer a very cheap pollution abatement, it would be more than likely that they'd actually do it without any taxpayers' money. So the first major flaw with this mechanism is that we are essentially giving taxpayers' money to people that would actually reduce pollution without any tax money. The second issue is to do with the net emissions within the economy. The Emissions Reduction Fund is a voluntary scheme that focuses on a number of small pollution reduction projects. We have this thing called the Safeguard Mechanism, and this mechanism is there to ensure that polluters throughout the economy who are not part of the mechanism don't pollute too much. Because clearly if you have polluters in the electricity sector increasing their emissions, and there's other people like foresters reducing CO2, then there's going to be a problem because you're going to have net increase in emissions. So what we've seen is that the Safeguard Mechanism is not working correctly. What we've seen is an increase in all these large polluters increasing their baselines every year. So what's been happening is that in the Emissions Reduction Fund, we've had 191 million tonnes of CO2 reduced. But on the other side of the economy, what we're seeing is all the big 140 businesses that are large polluters actually increasing their emissions over time. So in fact, it's quite a disturbing reality that we're facing right now in Australia. We need to, in the long term, think about how to reduce pollution. What we're doing now, essentially, is just looking at short-term projects that can get pollution reduced in the next couple of years. What we really need to look for is essentially a long-term plan of big polluters reducing pollution using investing in new clean technology.
The fund's almost run out if it were to stay in its current kind of model. How would it need to be changed?
I'm going to be quite bold here. I think the inherent flaws with this scheme are so substantial that it shouldn't be refilled. To change this scheme to make it effective, one would simply just have to stop it and start a new mechanism, really. Coming back to my points about the additionality and the Safeguard Mechanism, these are inherent flaws within the system. So in my perspective, what we really need to do is create a stable carbon price throughout the Australian economy.
So could you tell us a little bit more about what that would look like?
Australia's had a carbon pricing mechanism before in the Labor government, and it was obviously abolished under the coalition government. What we could see is a carbon tax levied on all big polluters, like all these firms in this Safeguard Mechanism, and they simply pay maybe $25, $26 per tonne of CO2 equivalent. Now, the benefits of having a carbon tax is that it's stable. It doesn't move. Unlike a cap and trade market where you can buy and sell permits, the price stays the same. So if you are a big polluter, you know in 5 years' time that the price will be a certain amount. So you can invest in new technologies with the certainty that the cost of pollution will not change. When you're, for example, an electricity company and you're deciding on what power plants you're going to invest in the future, having a clear, stable, continuous carbon price throughout the next 20 years will give you the certainty about investing in newer technology.
Ian McKenzie, Senior Lecturer in Economics at the University of Queensland, speaking to me about the Emissions Reduction Fund.